Blog Talk Radio.
The knowledge of knowing how to set them up,
then that in their eyes would take away all the funding that they could utilize to stay in power themselves. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, what I mean is, if I educate you about how you can have generational wealth without working a job, then there'll be less people working those jobs. You follow? So there's a set of group of people that are that we have set up to work jobs, and then there's a set of people to be entrepreneur, and there's a set of people to be your manufacturer. Everyone has a role. Everyone needs the other culture. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So for example, I'm going to give you a good example. I'm going to give you a good example. In certain communities, you'll notice there's only certain types of venues that's available. Like in your black community, you'll find a church, large church, you'll find a liquor store, and Chinese restaurant. Follow? That's what's going to be in your community. In another community, you may find Starbucks, Whole Foods, bookstores. You follow what I'm saying? You see how that's set up? So
excellent
it's
point.
Designed,
excellent point.
And that's the problem, that people don't even realize that they're put in a position. And then you got to think, you have no one to blame in some aspect. And the reason why I say that is, I can come over to your house and say, would you like to get a policy for $8 a month, or would you want one for $21? What would you say?
The person would probably take the $8 one.
Right, and the $8 may seem like a better deal because it's cheaper, but what you should ask is, what am I getting for $8, and what am I getting for $21? What am I getting for what consists in that $8 and what consists in that $21? I could tell you. In that $8, you'll keep paying for 10 years. It expires, then we'll reevaluate you. And then in 20 years, you'll pay again. It'll be higher. And then depending on what kind of illness you have, well, again, you'll pay more. And then 30 years, again, we'll give you another one. And that expired. By the time you're 80 years old, you won't be qualified to even get insurance. And now you have no coverage at all. And most of the time, you can't afford it. Where if I would have told you that $21 for that 20, let's just say $25, that $25 is going to give you living benefits. If something happened to you, it's going to pay out. It's going to also give you a saving plan. You can get a tax-free loan when you're 121 years old. I will never reevaluate you. I would never cancel your policy unless you're not paying your premium. You see the difference? And you're going to have built-in money, a built-in cash flow in that policy for that same $25.
What age do you have to be to get that type of policy at $21 a month?
Now this is why I try to educate people very young. From 14 days old, you can get a policy. Start off with a policy that's $25. Do you know the value that you can give that child if you start a policy off when they're 14 days old? By the time they're 15 or 16, they actually can borrow money from it. By the time they're 55, they could get a stream of income for the rest of it. They could stop paying that policy at 55 years old and have a stream of income for until they're 121 years old. That's what $25
can give you. That's $21 a month.
$25 a month can give you $25 a month, just $25 a month.
So what you're saying to me, it sounds better than the Gerber Life Plan. That Gerber Life Plan is better. That sounds better than the Gerber Life Plan.
It is, and this is what I want to tell you, too. I try to educate people on what's the best that they can get because, honestly, I can give you any of those products. I can sell over 300 different insurance policies. But I educate people on the one that's going to give them the most and the best value for their money. It's going to give them living benefit if something happens. So it's not that I'm gearing people to get one specific product. I'm gearing them to believe that there's a better product than they can get. The problem with Gerber Life, even if you get a Gerber policy, it's not a permanent policy. So what these policies are, they're permanent policy. The difference in a permanent policy is going to last you till you're 121 years. It will not expire. It will not have. It doesn't have a end date until you're 121 years. The only way that policy is going to not be affected if you stop paying that premium. And you could say, Marcella, I want to pay this premium till I'm 55. How much money do I need to set up that I can have as a stream of income? And that policy would pay you out from the time you're 55 to your age 121. We don't even have people
who are
121.
Approximately how much? Approximately how much a month could you get if you pay at 55? How much a month could you live off of?
Well, this is the thing. Every person we have to run what you call is an illustration, and it's going to show you what $25 would do for that age. Because you got to remember, insurance is always based on your age. So that's why the earlier you get it, the less you're going to pay, the more
you're
going to have.
Let's say hypothetically, you got the policy when you're 14 days old, and it's $25 a month, and you pay on it until you're 55 years old. What is allegedly or approximately, what would be the amount of money that you would get every month to live off of?
Okay, let me run you a quick sample of what that would look like. If you give me 2 seconds, I would have
Great.
That
take
for
your
you.
Time. Take your time. Matter of fact, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out what would it take at $25 a month if you get the policy at 14 days old and you pay on it until you're 55 years old. What could you cash out and live off for the rest of your life till you're 121 years old? On our newsmaker line, one and only Marcella Barnes. We'll be right back. We're taking a break, but we'll be right back. Welcome back. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. On our newsmaker line, the one and only Marcella Barnes. We're talking about the power of insurance, not just insurance, but the power of insurance. Everybody knows what insurance is. They can talk about insurance till they die. Auto insurance, home insurance, apartment insurance, all kind of insurance. Insurance for this, insurance for that. But what does it take to get insurance for life that can empower your life? The power of insurance. Marcella, tell us what that could possibly pay out could be per month if you pay it from 14 days old, 55 years.
Imagine, 14 years old, you $25 totals $300 a year. That's $300 a year, which gives you a coverage of $100,000 in a debt benefit just to begin with. When you're 55 years old, you would have approximately $62,000, $384 that you can even borrow from and still have your policy intact and stop paying that $300 at the age of 55 years old. That's incredible.
Wow.
And that's
you can
just
stop paying your policy at 55, never pay no more premium of $25 a month. Never pay that no more. And then you can
never
borrow
pay that
but
at
what
home.
Could you what could you get per month on it? Is there any monthly installments that you get, or you have to borrow the money, or you have to borrow on the policy and get a lump sum? Can you get a payment per month to live off of?
Yes. I'm gonna show you that as well. If you wanted to set up a payment, this is what would it do. That's just to show you. At that age, you can get a stream of income. Because it's only $300, just $300, it's going to give you $9,000 for the rest of your life.
$900
a year for the rest of your life. But remember, you only pay $300. $300 a year. That was just a year. So imagine.
So it'll give you $9,000 a year. Let's get this correct. It'll give you possibly $9,000 a year for the rest of your life?
For the rest of your life.
Wow.
The rest of your life. At $300.
You could take out. This is powerful information, Marcella. Powerful, powerful information. I'm so glad you're on our Newsmaker Live. We're going to run this particular episode over and over again. We're going to put the link on our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're going to make sure people hear this show because the information that you're providing is not only necessary, but it's essential to know what insurance is. And what's so sad?
And not only that. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
No. So what's so sad about it is that we wait till we get older to find the information out. But you're here to empower the millennials and people who are younger to know what insurance is about. But go ahead.
And not only that, when that policy is in force, you're also going to have living benefits. So let's say you had a terminal illness. They'll send you a check for $80,000, $738. If you have a chronic illness, you'll get $1,000, $281 per month. If you have a critical illness, they'll send you a lump sum check for $77,000 and $214. A critical injury, they will send you a check for $77,000, $214. You know what that means? Those are your living benefit, and that's why I say it makes a major difference. Let's say the child, 14 years old, God forbid, he's in critical care, or he has a critical illness. They will send you a check for $77,000. Within a week. And it's sad that people don't realize you need to protect your children. You need to have them. What if they were playing a sport? What if something happened? There's a lot of things that could happen, especially nowadays to children, where if you had some type of coverage, not only you're going to set up a stream of income for them later on in life, but you can protect them right now with living benefits because some people might not die. And so what's going to happen if you lose your job? I was talking to a beautician the other day, and I said, what would happen if you lost the ability to use your hand, and what would you do? What's your exit plan? She said, you know, myself, she never thought about it. I said, you use your hands is your job 100%. That's how you make your money. If she would just save $200 a month, if something happened to her hand, she can get a stream of income she can get a check or she can get a stream of income. That's powerful.
That's real powerful. That's real powerful. Extremely powerful. The information is so, so necessary. On our Newsmaker Line, one only Marcella Barnes, the power of insurance. What you don't know will make a brand new world. What she's empowering you with is information, and information is power. But we don't understand insurance. Marcella, give the information on how to get in touch with you, website, phone numbers, whatever they need to do to get in contact with you.
Okay. And one other thing I wanted to add, along with the index IULs, which we just talked about, you also have index annuities, which people don't understand how that works. It works similar to the insurance, but let's just say you couldn't qualify and get an insurance plan. You can just with $5,000, you can get an index annuity that's going to build up a fixed funding that you can receive when you turn 65. So you can structure your own retirement plan at this age. You can put that money away and have a fixed income based on that money that's going to grow. That $5,000 can grow to be an amazing amount of money that you can have. So it's important that you learn and you educate yourself. When people retire, what happens? They take their 401k and they'll start spending that. If you start spending your 401k and you don't put it into an index annuity, you're going to be broke in 7 years Because if you pulled out $20,000 every year, even if you had $200,000, you won't have any money left. That's what people don't understand. So when you put in an index annuity, what you're utilizing is the small percent of that money, and it's still growing. And there's no loss. So if the market goes crazy, you do not have to worry about losing your money. And that is so important for a lot of people who is ready to retire. They have no idea that this exists.
Excellent, excellent. You're talking something that's so serious. Let's take another break. When we come back, let's talk about the individual who didn't see the vision, the individual who now is 60 years old, 70 years old, 80 years old, and they did not see the vision of the power of insurance. And now they're looking like a baboon drinking vinegar trying to figure out what they're going to do if something happens to them. On our newsmaker line, the one and only Marcella Brown will be right back. She's on fire. She's talking about insurance, the power of insurance, the different types of insurance. Insurance, there's so many ways that insurance. Marcella, what about the individual who did not get the memo, wasted their insurance policy, let their insurance policy lapse? Now they're in their 50s or 60s or 70s or 80s. What can be done for them, or is that to the point where they're just dead as Julius Caesar? Nothing can be done for them. They have to go out insuranceless.
No, actually, we still have policy that can cover 15, 60 years old. You can get coverage all the way up into the age of 80. I only recommend people when they get from 50, definitely 50 to 76, follow, because that's where, although you still can get insurance up to 80 and 85, the problem is the amount of the policy might be so low, but there's still something you can do at 15, definitely at age 50. You definitely get something really valuable at age 50. There's no questions about it. I actually have a lot of people who got into the game late, and they said, Marcella, how do I catch up? What do I need to do? And I instruct them, I guide them, I coach them, and I teach them, this is what you can do. And not only that, I'm going to give you another thing. What if you could not get insurance? I'm going to tell you another little secret tidbit. If you couldn't get insurance and you had a grandchild or a grandchild, you actually can be the owner of that policy and get a policy for your grandson or granddaughter. Since you are the owner of that policy, you are entitled to the cash benefit of that policy. So you can actually set that up to be like your retirement plan as well if you pay into that, because now that you have the grandchild, you can be the owner and you can utilize that policy to start saving money. And remember, it's going to work on compound interest. So I always tell people, do not put your money in a bank. Put your money in a saving plan with the insurance, because that's how you can utilize an insurance, because they are designed to be saving plans. These types of insurance are designed to be saving plans. You use the money, you get a tax-free loan from it, and that's what makes it possible for somebody that's 50 and 60. They have different ways that we can help them to get coverage. There are. So they're still... They still have time, and they still are in the game.
So if you have a brand new grandson or granddaughter,
yes, you are entitled to get a policy. You are entitled to be the owner of that policy and utilize that grandson or that granddaughter's policy. It is perfectly legal, And you can do that. You can take this. You can actually, you can take the $200 or $300 that you will be saving and put that in the policy, and it's going to build that income. It's also going to allow you to have a tax-free loan when need be. So there is time, and even if you can't get insurance, I have a plan for you.
Excellent, excellent. You're so, so informative. I'm telling you, Marcella, this has been a great, great interview. And what you have talked about is such a powerful, powerful aspect of insurance. We're going to take our last break and come back with our closing statements. We're on the news line with the one and only Marcella Barnes. She is an insurance expert. The power of insurance is the topic. And what you have heard today will empower your life. It will change your life. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's the most powerful networking radio show in the area, the DMV. You need to understand just how powerful this show is. It opens doors. It empowers people. It lets people know where to go, who to call, what to do, and how to get there. Morning. One and only Marcella Barnes. She is truly, truly knowledgeable about insurance. Give us your closing statements, Marcella.
Okay. Well, I'd like to just let you know where you can contact me. And what I would do is I'll do a free analysis and go over and I'll coach you to tell you what's the best way. I tell people always bring what you have because sometimes people think they have the right coverage and they don't. So, for example, I had a client that thought that they had a $3 million policy. And what it was, they had a $3 million accidental debt policy, which is totally different than a $3 million policy. And they have to understand and learn what it is that they really have so they would know what they need to have. So I would, with that, I would leave my name and number. You can reach me at 410-353-2491. Again, that number is 410-353-2491. My email address is build, B-U-I-D, the number 2, help, at Gmail. And my website is mbfinancialgroup.com.
Excellent. This has been a pleasure and an honor to have you on Newsmaker Line. You will be hearing from us and Be There Magazine, the Black Card Holder. We're going to make sure that each Black Card Holder can get an insurance analysis. We want to recommend them to you. If you are a Black Card Holder, if you're reading a Be There Magazine, call Marcella Barnes and get your free insurance analysis. Find out what you have instead of what you think you have. Know what you got instead of what you think you got. Call it what it is instead of call it what it's not. Do you have insurance, real insurance? Do you have a policy that can make money for you or make money for you that can do what's necessary for your life in the future? Or is your policy just sitting there? All those questions you answer Marcella. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking. I'll see you tomorrow morning.